This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainians in the provinces of Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk are voting on referendums asking if they want their areas to become part of Russia. Voting began on Friday. It continues through Tuesday. Ukrainian officials said people were banned from leaving some occupied areas until the vote was over. Armed groups were going to homes to force people to cast ballots, and employees were told they could be fired if they did not participate. Western nations and Ukrainian officials have labeled the voting a sham, saying it's illegal under international law because the vote is not being conducted by the Ukrainian government. The referendums were quickly organized after Ukraine earlier this month recaptured large swaths of the northeast in a counteroffensive. By incorporating the four areas, Moscow could portray attacks to retake them as an attack on Russia itself. Ukraine says it will never accept Russian control of any of its territory. The fight to end the pandemic of COVID-19 took place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Any mention of COVID by world leaders typically came at the tail end of a long list of grievances. But on the sidelines of the annual meeting, the pandemic was still very much part of the conversation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gathered world leaders to discuss equitable access to COVID vaccines, tests, and treatments.
It's time to build political momentum to finish the job on COVID-19.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the encouraging signs mask a deep disparity between wealthy and poor countries.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.